Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is 11:08 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me. On a rainy but beautiful Thursday, September 25, 2025, this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, like Daniel Schultz from Orangeville, Kenneth Richott, Schick-Shinney, Rudy Casarda, Falls Township, Frank Larkin, Scranton, Ricky Jones, Dunmore, Paul Hill, Scranton. We lost them, but celebrate them today. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And, another hour. By the way, one of our great listeners sent us the obituary for Robert Zivny, a great listener and friend of this program who we lost. And it's really a good obit. But just wanted to mention that and thank Max from... Well, Max from Mountaintop is who he was, and we lost him. And a friend of ours, Jim, sent it in. And we'll miss him. That's all we, you know. We are a family here. We're large, we're dysfunctional, but we are a family nevertheless. And it's sad stuff. Hey, my man Frank from North Scranton's been patient. How are you, Frank? Thanks for hanging in with us.
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. How are you?
Great.
Okay. I was listening to your one of your callers there, and you said, and very, very rightly, that we have free will. And people who don't believe, that's their prerogative.
Correct.
They don't have to. But
but Frank, it's an awfully courageous stand.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, I've had so many things that happened to me in my life. Like the man said that God doesn't help anyone or he doesn't save anyone. I have so many things that happened in my life. I'm 81 years old now. I drove truck for 40 years. I was in the military. And I had a lot of things happen. And they cannot be attributed to luck or coincidence.
Yeah.
I had a truck accident where I was thrown through the windshield and hit the ground, and cab came down on top of me, and that's where I stayed for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And I got up, or they got me out with the fire truck with airbags, and flew me, life-flighted me down to Lehigh Valley Trauma Center, and that's where I stayed for a week. And they told me that without the other damage I had to my body, I had my left arm didn't work anymore. My neck was from when I hit the ground. That's what caused the arm to not work. And they fixed that. They opened me up, my neck up, and they fixed it. But anyway, they said I had all my ribs were crushed from the truck falling on me. But they told me that they would heal. And a funny thing, my son was living in Queens, and he came in because my wife called him, and he came to the hospital, and he said, "Dad, I have a picture to show you." He said, "You are not going to believe this." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, it looks like it was posed." He says, "In the picture, you have the truck lying on its side, tractor trailer. And, you know, where I was trapped under the cab, you could see. And, there's a tow truck which just had pulled up the backside of it to get ready to hook onto the trailer to flip it over. And he said, "Check this picture out." He says, like I said, it looks like it was posed. And I looked at the picture. And then as I looked from the front of the tractor to the down the trailer, just over the center of the trailer, there was a cross that lit up when the tow trucks threw on their floodlights. WNEP News took the picture at that very instant, and this cross showed up over the trailer. It was nailed to a tree about 25 feet off the pavement in the woods, and that cross showed up. Huh. That was telling me, you know,
I think I know this story.
I that was my proof that someone was watching over me, because I believed all my life.
Yeah.
And then 5 years later, I got, I was having trouble breathing, and I had quadruple bypass. And when I woke up, the surgeon was sitting there, and I thought to myself, "Oh boy, this is not going to be good." So I jokingly said, "Doctor, what's up, doc?" And he said, "I have something to show you." And surgeons never smile. He just looked at me, says, "I have something to show you." And I said, "What could that be?" And he said, "Well," he says, "in all my years of opening people up," he says, "I never had this happen." And I said, "What is that?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I understand you had a truck accident 5 years ago." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You were trapped under it for 2 hours. And all your ribs were broken." I said, "Yeah." He said, "No," I told him, I said, "Well, they told me it would heal." He said, "Well, they didn't." He said, "When I opened you up, your ribs exploded." He said, "They went all over the place. Their nurses were picking up pieces of ribs." And then I had to get another doctor to help me to wire them back into your chest. And then he asked me, he says, "Now, you've been living with that for 5 years." He said, "Didn't you have any pain?" I said, "No, not an ounce of pain." He said, "Once I got to the hospital, I recuperated, and I had no pain until I started having breathing problems." And a year ago, I went to a reunion with the guys that I served with up at the man's house up in the other side of where the the prison is way up there in, oh God, what's I can't think of the name of the town.
Waymart,
yeah. But he has a beautiful big house there, and he had a pool dug behind the house, dug into the ground, and it was just lined with rocks. It was homemade. And he had a little, an area where he had it built up where you could jump off into the pool. And I was there with all these guys that I served with, and they were all members of my platoon. I was a platoon sergeant, and I was a scout platoon sergeant. And they served, you know, they were in my platoon, but they invited me to this reunion. And long story short, I was sitting there, and I said to one of my guys, I said, boy, I said, I wish I had brought my bathing suit. It was so warm, you know, it was probably 90-some degrees in July, and the kids were jumping in the pool, and guys were jumping in, and I said to my one of my soldiers, I said, I wish I had brought my bathing suit so I could go in there. And he said, no problem. He said, I brought 10 of them. So I asked him for one, and then I went over to where this gentleman had three steps going into the pool, and I thought that was the shallow end. So I walked down the three steps, and well, as soon as I stepped into the water, I sunk down 15 feet. That was the deep end, and I have bad shoulders from my accident and from, you know, driving truck. I had one time I had a problem. I fell and I tore up my left shoulder, and then another time it tore up my right shoulder, and then the accident just tore them back up, even though they repaired. But I couldn't swim, so I got myself back up to the surface three times. I thought to myself, you know, I go down again, I'm not coming back up, because that's how tired I was from trying to stay on the surface. And there was one young man in there. He was the son of one of my soldiers. And he heard me quietly say, I had no strength left. I just said, help, as loud as I could, but it was very, he heard me. And he came over and he caught me as I went down the fourth time. He pulled me over, he said, brought me over to the shallow side, pulled me out of the pool, and they revived me. And that's like I said, there were too many things. Those are only a couple of the things that happened to me in my life that they're unexplainable. So, I mean, I believe wholeheartedly that there is a God. And like I said, people who don't want to believe, that's their prerogative. But they may find out.
They may find out later. I know it.
But I mean, I could have drowned.
Well, Frank, thank you for, we got to go to a break, but thank you for relating all that to us. We appreciate it.
Okay. When you see Colonel Clyde Brown again, I want you to say to him.
I've never saw him. I was just bragging about him because of the Archibald Memorial. Yeah.
Okay. But if you do see him, you tell him that our Cav Scout motto was, you would look at somebody from a tanker unit, you'd say, if you ain't Cav, you ain't spit. I'm using your terminology there. But please, if you see Colonel Brown, I know him very well, and you tell him that, and he'll laugh.
Great.
I guarantee it. Okay. All right. I used up a lot of your time.
All right.
And you have a lovely day.
It was worth the time. Frank from North Scranton. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Stones, Murph says this date, 1965, they released their hit Get Off My Cloud in the U.S. And history was made. Let's go to Sherry from Tunkhannock. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Sherry?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you ready?
Well, you called me.
Yeah, I answered.
Okay. I'm always silent when I listen.
Okay. Hey, I'm just calling to discuss two quick topics. And one is about sensationalizing those who kill, and the other is about mental illness. And I wanted to think, or I think, that if we didn't sensationalize killers, but we do because we all have to know who did it, why they did it, all that kind of thing. And that's pretty sad when the whole thing centers around that and not the affected. And it was interesting. I was listening to News Nation one day, and the reporter was reporting on a church shooting. And he said, don't worry, we'll all forget about this by Monday. And he was absolutely correct. So I don't know.
And isn't that sad? That's sad in and of itself, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, really playing on me. And this was way before the Charlie Kirk thing. And so I don't even know if stopping sensationalizing would even help, because I don't think it will stop. I don't even know a way to begin to stop. I was listening to someone last night. It actually was Bill O'Reilly. And he's just saying, oh, he's got mental illness. He's got mental illness. And it was like, it was crushing me to the bone. Because how do they know if it's diagnosed or not? And it just really bothered me. And, you know, that diagnosis is given out just so freely. And not every suspect has a mental illness. There's other reasons that they, you know, do what they did. And I was thinking, you know, back years ago, gosh, that was in high school.
And Sherry, we can never, never overlook, and they want to overlook in the media, evil. They want to overlook the influence of the devil and evil.
Yes.
They want to overlook that.
And I've spoken with a lot of people about evil versus mental illness. And this one particular person that I was speaking with, I said, you know, there are people that are just evil. He goes, well, if you're evil, you have a mental illness. I'm like, no.
No, not necessarily.
I said, no. Then I went through a bunch of names with him. Oh, yeah, they were evil, weren't they? Hello.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You know, and it, like I said, when I was in high school, the Park Summit State Hospital was open, okay? And that basically became their home. We kept the mentally ill safe, those who were resistant to treatment or just couldn't have anybody to help them with their treatment. However, that's not exactly how it is anymore.
No.
And I feel as Americans, we need to make sure those people become safe. We don't place enough on that. It's like, oh, they have mental illness.
Sherry, I had a platform that I developed prior to the presidential election. One of the planks of the platform was that homeless people, mm-hmm. they will be institutionalized if they don't get off the street on their own, and they'll get treatment for their mental illnesses, they'll get treatment for their drug addiction at these institutions, and that we've got to do a Manhattan Project to develop and redevelop these institutions where they can live safely and have a chance to get out and live a normal life. Nobody should be living on the streets anymore, just for
exactly.
one example. Yep.
Exactly. But, you know, that Park Summit thing came to mind. I actually know
the left made it compassionate to let them, to not treat them, to say,
exactly.
It's okay. That's what the left
exactly.
did. And by the way, a lot of other normal people went along with it because it saved
right?
money. So.
But in the long run, did it save anything?
Nope.
If they killed somebody?
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And I know someone who got out of Park Summit, discharged, because they were okay, and then they committed suicide. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like when I was out there, I was, you know, a high schooler, and I saw how they were all interacting. And that has been with me forever, how they were interacting with each other, and they were perfectly, you know, good with each other. Sure, there were little outbreaks going on here and there, but I felt now as a you know, an adult, they were safe there.
Yes.
And I am definitely against immediate, oh, they've got mental illness. I'm definitely against that. Show me the diagnosis, you know.
We need
reinstitutional. But I know that won't happen in this world.
Well, we need prisons for evil.
Right.
We need, and stupidity. And we need mental institutions for people with those issues. And for whatever reason, there's a move and there's a continuing drone on the left and out of the Democrat Party to not institutionalize anybody. And that's what keeps society safe. And that's what keeps them safe.
Exactly.
Yep.
But no, society is safe. And many years ago, I was back in the hospital, so I'm not cutting them down, but they had an awesome outpatient program. And most of the patients were Medicaid, so when they claimed that they weren't making any money, guess what they did? Shut it down. So now these outpatient people had nowhere to go. They did have an inpatient unit, but like maybe 15 beds. I mean, that's a lot of beds, you know? So
if we get past the ideology, we may be able to create institutions to help people with drug addiction and mental illness. Right now, it ain't happening, and it's we're reaping the unfortunate whirlwind of that those decisions.
Yeah. It's just sad, you know. It just gets to me. But I wanted to let people know to think about their safety and to think about why do we wait to the TV till we find out who it is, why they did it, you know?
Yep.
We're crazy for doing that.
I'm with you, Sherry. Thank you so much. Okay. Great pleasure.
Hey. Okay.
Do it again.
Bye. All right. Okay, I will. All right. Bye.
We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back with our veterans tribute this hour. But first, we got to hear from our great sponsors who make all of this possible.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. and Basiliga Hospitality. It's the weekend. It's here, baby. Great bar restaurants. Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, 307. Far Street Tavern on Far Street in the Trips Park section of Scranton. The Queen City Tavern. The Main Dragon Elephant. Fine dining? Oh, yeah. We got that. The Stegmeyer Mansion. It's like going to Newport and being able to sit down and have a class meal. It's amazing. Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Aterra 519, Scranton. Amazing, amazing new cuisine. And Sergey's Live, the nightclub will be open tonight. Paul Hill, a friend of the show, Bernadette Bisacco from Scranton, send us this obit, which I did not have, for Paul Hill. And I knew Paul. He was 83 when he passed June 9th. His wife of 50 years, Lois Myers Hill, she passed in 2022. Paul was born in Scranton, 1960 graduate of West Scranton High School. He worked at A&P Food Stores as a teenager and continued working there until the A&Ps closed in the 70s. He served us in the U.S. Army and was stationed at the Nike Missile Base in Clementon, New Jersey, and in Texas. He later joined the Army Reserves. Paul always wanted to be a business owner. He fulfilled that dream when he became the owner-operator of Paul's Pub, a friendly neighborhood West Side tavern, for over 40 years. He loved his customers. He treated them like family. He's survived by sisters, his son, grandsons, great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Paul Hill, and special thanks to Bernadette Bisacco for sending us that obit. Richard Jones Dunmore, what a great guy. We lost him January 9th. His wife, Mary Ellen, she passed in 2016. Rick was born in Scranton, graduate Abingdon High School, where he lettered in both track and basketball. He served us in the United States Navy. Never talked about it, never bragged about it. Prior to retirement, he was employed by Moses Taylor Hospital for over 40 years until needing care for his wife. He was a member of St. Anthony's and St. Rocco's Parish in Dunmore and could always be found frying pizza fritta at the annual Italian festival. Active member of the Wednesday Night Golf League at Pine Hills. Avid sports fan, including of the Dunmore Bucks. Surviving his daughter, Lori, and husband, Chris, the Murrays, his grandsons, and other family members. Good guy, Ricky Jones. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Oh, that means the weather. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy and muggy with rain, 72. It is 70 outside the studios right now. Tonight, cloudy with rain tapering off down to 62. Friday, partly sunny. Chance of a shower, 75. Saturday, partly sunny, 77. Sunday, partly sunny, 75 degrees. Murph says the Beatles recorded their hit Fool on the Hill at Abbey Road Studios, London, England. This date, 1967. He says, no, it wasn't about Chris Kelly. Well, maybe it was, Murph says. And, of course, Kamala. I the more she says, the worse it gets. It's just like the election. Hey, our Congressman Dan Muser, he's on the blower. He wants to tell us something, and he is welcome anytime, any place. Congressman Muser, welcome. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing great. It's so great that you give such tribute to our military heroes. We just had a big event at Bloomsburg yesterday for Military Day. And it was also nice of you to share those comments from Kamala. that were upside down and backwards.
I know.
It's getting crazy out
Trump's
there.
Trump's demanding an apology because she keeps saying this lie that it was the closest election in the 21st century. Lordy, Lord.
Unbelievable. I'm just glad to be on the sanctuary of sanity for a little while because it's crazy out here. So I'm roaming around the district this week. It's been great, from Berks to Luzerne, of course, to Schuylkill, to Williamsport, to Bloomsburg, man. We got Stacey Garrity coming in tomorrow evening, and
yes,
she's on her governor candidate tour. And you know what? Things are just not going well. People are feeling good about things, you know, throughout the district for what the work we're doing in D.C. It can always be better. But, I mean, you know, let's face it, our border, our national security, recruitment is up in our military. Gasoline prices are coming down. The economy is strong. The world is at least talking. It's not stable yet, but we're talking. And in general, revenues are up and spending is down and business is good. And you know what? It's driving the left crazy.
I know. And they're they're already off track. And they're getting worse. It's.
Yeah.
I did not think that the Trump election and by the way, and the failure of Democrat left-wing policies during the Biden administration, I thought it would chasten them and make them learn and say, all right, we're off track. Let's get. No, they got worse.
Yeah, yeah. They're doubling down. I mean, the level of irrationality is incredible. I mean, you know, and let's face it, dangerous. We saw what happened with ICE yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, you know, what a surprise. They call ICE, you know, their leadership calls them the reign of terror. They call them that complete, utter, you know, I can't think of a better word than moron.
Yeah.
Tim Walz refers to them as the Gestapo. You know, there are people out there that actually start believing this stuff, just like they did on Charlie Kirk. And they take very, very hateful, violent action. They're just radicalized. And just enough already. The level of lies are just absurd regarding, you know, some our police, our ICE, our president, the Republicans in general. And, you know, we got to maintain the high road, but it's not on both sides at this point. It's, you know, you could always pick out this, that, and the other thing from the right, but I mean, it's overwhelming from the left. And now they're taking it on policy, Bob, by going to shut down the government for no good reasons.
And they want, two of the demands are continued funding for child mutilation. For transgender surgeries and so forth, and for giving Medicaid benefits to illegals.
That's right.
That's where they want to make their stand. It's Babylon Bee, which I read all the time. I get it sent to my email. It's not even an exaggeration anymore. But they put here, people okay with murder, outraged by TV show cancellation. Talking about Jimmy Kimmel. They're in upside down world.
Jimmy Kimmel, let's face it, that was a business decision. They were looking for a reason to get rid of him. I mean, his ratings were down 48% in the last year. But all that being said, as you said, they know that their demands, and these are demands, right? Jeffries and Schumer want to meet with the president and go over their demands. And as you said, the demands are to reverse $1.4 trillion in savings from one big beautiful bill, to allow illegals, don't audit Medicaid rolls, allow illegals to receive, restore NPR and PBS and funding, which is $9 billion total. And I have not necessarily any problem with them, except they're highly biased. And we have plenty of channels out there. Why should they receive funding when they're clearly a left-wing, you know, propaganda tool? And us to promise. These are one of the demands. No future reductions. No future rescissions moving forward.
It's insane. I mean, and they double down on insanity. And then try to pretend like they're normal.
And now they're dragging the ACA things into it. And the American people got to understand, we're well aware of the ACA needs to be redone and extended in the proper way moving forward, but it's not perfect. And many of the reductions that occurred in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act when Biden and Pelosi and everybody was running the show, and they actually allow coverage of subsidies for people, earners up to $500,000, $600,000. So, yeah, so we want to bring some sanity to it and properness to it. But also, get this, one-third of the funding from the subsidies goes directly to the insurance companies when they bear no expense. So, because at least one-third of those receive those subsidies don't use the coverage, don't even go to the doctor, don't need the insurance coverage. So those are some of the things that we need to tidy up, if you will, bring some accountability. And now they're trying to bring that into it. And now they're going to start saying that we want to throw everybody off their insurance, which is ridiculous. It needs to be dealt with by December 31st, but not today. They're going to shut down the government on September 30th for no good reason other than politics. They think it's in their interests.
Now, the only hope I have is in the past, government shutdowns because of the bureaucracy being really left-wing, the government unions being left-wing, they would always do things during the government shutdown that affected taxpayers so that they would know the government was shut down, because most people wouldn't know otherwise, whether it's shutting down the national parks or other things that people can immediately perceive, even though they didn't have to be shut down. Is that what they'll do this time?
Yeah, and there's no good reason for it. Look, we threatened shutdowns a couple of times for border security and things of that nature. But honestly, you come to your senses. You say, here, we're going to do this. It's going to last 2 or 3 weeks. And it really sends rattles through a lot of the services. Like TSA will be rattled. They won't be getting paid, and they'll get back pay, but they won't be getting paid. Our military won't be getting paid. Passports will be held up. It's just absolutely unnecessary. And yeah, they're doing it to gain attention, to try to show their base, their more than energized base, their radicalized base, that they're fighting against the big bad Trump MAGA Republicans.
Congressman Muser, when you talk, and you've got time for, at least on occasion, for conversations, do you ever ask one of these left-wing Democrats, where do you think the money's coming from? We're in we have a $37 trillion national debt. We were running $2 trillion a year deficits during the Biden administration. Where do you think the money's going? Do they have an answer to that?
Some of them are brainwashed, and I do speak to Democrats often. Some of them are just simply brainwashed. How could we cut this? How could you be on the Small Business Committee and feel it's okay that they reduce the workforce by 20%? You know why? Because under Biden, just on the SBA, the workforce went from 3,200 to 7,000 in a 4-year period. I don't even know where they found all these people, and we want to reduce it by 20%. So, unfortunately, most of them are misinformed. Not all. A lot of them will tell you, we want to bring a scalpel, we don't want to bring a hatchet, that sort of thing. Okay, show me where the scalpels are going to be.
They never mentioned.
and then they'll talk about taxpayer, tax reductions for the wealthy, tax reductions for billionaires. And then I explain to them this. Look, there are 788 billionaires in the United States of America. 788. They voted for taxes on 155 million taxpaying Americans. Okay, so it's absolute nonsense that there's a billionaire issue. And by the way, and this is proven, 78% of billionaires donate far more to Democrats than they do to Republicans.
Because they're guilty. They feel guilty.
Well, because they're buying government service. Yeah. That's what they're doing, and we're not shelling it out. President Trump has one special interest, and I mean this completely. It's the American people. Everybody else can get online and live with the policies that are best for everybody.
How about the speech at the UN? I mean, telling them the truth right to their faces about mass migration and its idiocy, talking to them about this the Green New scam and calling it a con job. I just thought it was perfect. I really did.
Well, he tells it like it is.
And that they're not doing it. That the United Nations has plenty of potential, but right now you suck.
Right. And you broke the escalator on me and my teleprompter.
Crazy.
Real quick. I'm walking into a Tom Mosca for judge in Luzerne County event. He's a great guy. He's going to be the best of judges. He's constitutional. He's fair. He gets it. He's been serving the community for decades now. So my full endorsement, and get out to vote. Send in your mail-in ballot for Tom Mosca for judge in Luzerne County, if you don't mind the commercial.
Whatever you want, Congressman, we're in. We're in on it. Thank you.
All right. You're the best, Bob. Right. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you for checking in. Congressman Dan Muser, our congressman. We'll take a break and be back after this. Well, we're finishing with the Stones. Murph was at this concert, this date 1981, JFK Stadium, Philly. They recorded the concert for their live album, Let's Spend the Night Together. Murph was there. He went down in Chucky's American Van and had a great time. We missed a couple other great songs we wanted to get in, but, you know, time is time. That's all we got. And Bacardo Jewelers tells us it's 12 o'clock and change, which means I got to go. Well, I will. Unwillingly, but I'll go because Sue Henry Show's next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. We're remembering our veterans. Rick Jones, Dunmore. Paul Hill, West Scranton. Frank Larkin, Scranton, Dunmore High School teacher. Rudy Casarda, Falls Township. Kenneth Richott, Six Shinny. And Daniel Schultz, Orangeville. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. But for now, I've got to say goodbye and gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Great to be with you. You know that. Adios.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.